much for me to fade.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I have no problem talking about roofs and roofing because Ben Murphy is here with Quality Roofing Solutions, and he always brings a smile into the studio. How you doing, Ben?
I'm well, Meg. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm very relieved that Bertha pretty much bypassed us. And we were just talking before we came on the air. There was some flooding that we had.
Yeah, the Gulf, we were saying now Gulf Shores. I'm down the southwest side near Gulf Beach Highway and Blue Angel. We got quite a bit of rain down that way, but, you know, first storm of the season, first named storm of the season. So
Now is the time.
That's right.
Quality Roofing Solutions comes highly recommended. We have lots of listeners that will text in at 850-437-1620 about their positive experiences. But give us a little background because somebody might be listening today that is not familiar with what you do, and they might have had a tree blow over this week.
Well, the timing is great to be in the studio, and thank you for all of our listeners who tune in, and of course those who always send in such great texts and calls. But for those who don't know about Quality Roofing Solutions, we are a locally owned and operated roofing contractor. We serve Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton County. We've been in business 20 years. This year actually is our 20th year, so we're really excited about that.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And again, we're locally owned and operated. Brian Ward is the owner-operator, incredible leader, thankful to have him at the helm of our organization, and we've got a great team through and through. We've got a showroom in downtown, or right off of 110 West Herman Avenue, so customers have an opportunity to come in and view shingle samples, talk to our team, ask questions, but of course we serve our customers by going to their property, helping them by providing a free estimate inspection to give them an understanding of what's going on with their roof. One of the things that we feel is most important is actually, this is so weird to say, Meg, but to actually go to the property and to actually examine the roof. I didn't know this before coming into the industry, but a lot of companies will just send a satellite estimate, if you will, based off of Google Maps. Those Google Map photos are updated every, 5-6 years, if that. How can I really assess what's going on? So our team makes a point to visit with our homeowners, visit with our customers, walk the roof, understand what's going on, what are the issues they're experiencing, and give them advice to make sure that they have a quality roof.
Well, that sounds like a great opportunity right now for people to check in with you and to find out if you need to have some repairs done. Is there something that needs to be looked at? Because we don't really know. And it was the good and the bad news was it was really windy this week.
Yeah,
and so in a funny way, it wasn't so bad that we were suffering. But again, if your roof is a little on the maybe 50-50, get a fixed side?
You maybe have some shingles that are starting to lift. Those can, you know, with those high winds, those issues can be become worse. To your point of the wind, we saw a lot of trees, limbs, not big trees, to your point of, you know, those really strong winds coming through, but a lot of heavy limbs. I had a couple in my backyard that, I mean, had they hit the roof, like, they would have probably done a little bit of damage. And to your point, if you've got maybe an aged roof, those tree limbs and wind and rain, they're not helping.
Right. So definitely what you would want to do is give Quality Roofing Solutions a call. At the very least, you can come out and look at it. Is there a fee for that?
No, Meg, there's not. And that's a great point. You know, we want to make sure that our customers have the peace of mind of, you know, an honest assessment, an honest estimate. And we're happy to tell you if your roof is okay, we're happy to tell you that. But I can say as a homeowner, having that peace of mind, having an expert walk your roof, especially now we're in storm season,
right?
Like, get those issues taken care of now. The biggest thing, and I was actually just had lunch with a colleague of mine who's in the property restoration field, and you know, he's like, man, I bet you guys are really busy right now. And a consideration people don't think of is once there's a roof issue, that water starts coming in. And then you've got water in the house. You've got potential electrical issues. You've got drywall issues. I mean, it goes from bad to worse real quick. So, again, be proactive on taking care of that roof system. If you're not sure what's going on, maybe you just purchased a home. Maybe you just moved to the Gulf Coast and you're really not sure what to expect with a storm season. Again, Quality Roofing's been around for 20 years now. We're tried and true. We know what these roofs need to handle the weather that comes through the Gulf. So happy to answer any questions, of course, for our PEP radio listeners. But if you need to get in touch with our team, I encourage you to reach out 850-788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We've got a lot of great resources on there as well.
Well, with the storm just having blown through, it was kind of, as they say in the theater, a dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
Kind of a dress rehearsal. It wasn't too bad. We had a little bit of damage here and there, of course. But one of the things, too, that you probably mentioned this on the show, is that as I have a home, I can walk around my home and take a look and just check the gutters, just kind of see the exterior. But I would also, and I believe you said this one time, encourage people to, if you can, get up in that attic, take a look. Yep. Look in your closet. Sometimes you'll see that water coming through the ceiling in a closet, and you don't, you never open that closet door, or in your garage. Look and see if you have any of those kind of little water spots coming in, because that's a bad sign.
That's right, Megan. That's a great tip, especially to your point, you know, the closets, maybe it's that back bedroom you don't go
in. You don't really get in there that much, right? You don't
Absolutely. And these heavy rains, they can really drive that moisture and make it show up inside. And, you know, we have spoke about it before on the show, and that once you start seeing that moisture hit the ceiling, it's been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thinking through that water's got to go through wherever it's coming through in the roof, whether that's a missing shingle or, you know, a lifted shingle and it's dripping, but then it's got to go through the plywood, then it's got to go through your insulation.
You don't think of all it has to get through to finally be showing up on your ceiling.
That's right.
That's not good.
Yeah. And again, you know, being proactive on it, our team, of course, handles full roof replacements, but we have a dedicated repair team as well. So if you're just got a roof issue, or maybe a big common failure point we see here in the Gulf Coast is those pipe boots, those penetration points around your bathrooms and your kitchens.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They've got kind of a rubber base around them that ends up deteriorating over over the time from the sun, and that can be a really common entry point for water and a very affordable repair. But again, it can become a very costly repair if not addressed soon.
That's true. We're talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. If you have a question for him, 850-437-1620. As I always say, this is the expert panel, and he is our roofing expert in the studio this morning. One of the things that's come up recently that we've talked about, warranties. Talk a bit about that, because someone's sitting here and thinking, ah, I've got a warranty, but when was the last time you looked at the calendar? When was the last time you looked at the fine print, right?
That's absolutely right. And, yeah, I mean, again, it's a deep dive of roofing. I really wasn't aware of until having the opportunity to join Quality Roofing. But, you know, not only having the difference between a workmanship warranty, which is typically offered by your contractor, and that covers the installation. If there's something that goes wrong, they did something that they installed that product wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That warranty covers them coming back out, replacing that, you know, at no charge or prorated charge, depending on what that workmanship warranty is. The other side of it is the product warranty, which is that shingle or metal product, that actual product's warranty. And not all shingle manufacturers are equal in that way.
Right.
And I think that's a really big thing for people to know. Oftentimes, you'll see the very affordable builder grade shingles. Well, they have a very low price point, or a lower price point, that's coming with some trade-offs. And usually that's not only in the construction, how they're built, but when it comes into that warranty as well. A lot of them start to have wind exclusions once.
More than you know.
Exactly. Like, and that's one thing I think that was really mind-blowing for me is a lot of them will have, as soon as a named storm, so Bertha, as soon as a named storm is in the Gulf, it will void that shingle manufacturer's warranty.
I learned that the hard way during a storm.
And, yeah, I mean, you can speak.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is the truth. I was very not happy about that.
Yeah.
And then anybody that has lived in this area, there is the debate. Is it wind damage or flood damage? Water damage, oh, my gosh, it can be. So read the fine print now so that you can ask those questions ahead of time, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, that named storm may void the shingle manufacturer's warranty. So even 5 years down the road, if you have a issue with that shingle, that product itself, they could circle back to, well, there's a named storm and, you know, we don't have to cover that. And it's just really unfortunate that people kind of, to your point, they fall into it and they learn it on that back end on when it's like, oh, well, now I need a replacement or I've experienced damage or I'm just trying to sell my house. And again, these insights that our team can help walk you through, we've really done just about every kind of roof. So whether you've got a real estate listing or you're just taking care of your own home, we can help you out.
Okay, got a question from one of our listeners this morning, 850-437-1620. Do y'all do metal shingles? I'm not really sure what they're called, but no one else in my neighborhood has a metal roof.
So
and maybe talk a little bit about the pros and cons of metal roofs, because I am seeing more as I drive around Pensacola. I have started to see more of them.
Yeah, and absolutely. So we can install what I would think would be a stone coat steel or it's a metal product. Brava is one of the manufacturers that makes a really nice stone coated steel product, but they have different aesthetics. So to our listeners' point, they have some that look like a regular traditional shingle. I'm using my air quotes for our listener. But then they also have like a Spanish barrel tile style. They've got a like cedar shake style. So they've got a lot of really cool visual styles, but they're all a metal roof system. And they interlock almost like a laminate floor, if you will. So they kind of come in and click together and snap together, if you will, and very modular, very, very, very cool system. So can absolutely help you out with that. We also do, again, using my air quotes, more traditional metal roofs, whether that's a exposed fastener, which is the ones where you can see the screws on the outside.
That's kind of a look now, a trend.
Yeah, or the standing seam, which that seam covers the fasteners there. So there are a couple different options as well. So our team would love to help you out. We can certainly talk you through what would be the best roof system based on what you're looking for.
Well, and interestingly enough, I always like to go to their website, which is qualityroofingsolutions.com. This is one of the best websites I've ever seen.
Well, thank you.
I've got to tell you, because you can look on the website, and it has all different kinds of resources. It has residential roofing, it talks about commercial roofing, and there is a section on metal roofing. There's a section on gutters, and then there's a whole section of just all the different types of shingles, asphalt, composite, cedar shake, flat. I mean, these are things that then they have pictures. I need the visual because I really don't know the names of things, but I can look at, oh, so that's what that's called.
And I really want to give a shout out to my marketing team because
it looks great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Not only for the website, but we've worked very, very hard to your point about the photos and the videos. Those are, that's content that we've created, that we've captured of projects that we've installed. They're not just the manufacturer's stock photos. These are customer interactions. These are, you know, testimonial stories from real customers that you can see on our website. So I believe in transparency. Our customers are doing their research on the front end. We're not naive to that. They're looking at the Google reviews.
Absolutely.
They're checking out the website. They're doing the deep dive, and we encourage that, and that's why we have so much transparency, again, not only with our photos and our videos, but within our reviews, within all of our content. So It's, again, a great resource, Quality Roofing Solutions with an S.com.
Yes.
And I'd also encourage anybody who maybe hasn't heard about us to check out our Google reviews as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're very happy and proud of our 4.9 out of 5 rating.
Which is crazy good.
Yes, with almost 1,200 reviews in Pensacola
alone. That's amazing. That really says a lot. And you can do, I'm looking on your website right now, you can get an instant roof quote on the website, which is that's really great.
Yeah, and so that one's pretty cool. Like I like to share that for the late night homeowner who's like, well, let me get a quote at 10 p.m. I just kind of want to get a ballpark. That's a great tool to, again, get an estimate of what you can look to spend on that roof. But again, get with one of our team members. An estimate is free. We'd love an opportunity to connect with you, understand what you got going on, and give you the most accurate quote that represents what you need.
Okay, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our friend here, Ben, is with Quality Roofing Solutions. We had a question a few minutes ago about metal shingles, so that opened up the door. Are metal shingles more expensive than regular roof shingles?
Yes, they are going to be a little bit higher per square, but that is, again, you're getting a higher quality product.
Are they better protection? I mean, I don't know. I'm just curious.
That's a bit subjective, if you will.
Okay,
I think it's more so the aesthetic.
Right.
They both have a very strong, almost Miami-Dade. I want to say they are Miami-Dade wind rating. So, I mean, wind rating-wise,
because I've seen more on the beach.
Yeah.
Pensacola Beach, Navarre Beach. Yeah.
Absolutely. And a lot of people will do that not only for the moisture that's coming off the beach, but the aesthetic fitting into the neighborhood. It's really a pros and cons of what you would like on your home.
Mm-hmm.
A consideration with a metal roof, depending on the type of insulation, how it's secured, you might start hearing that rain a lot more than you would traditionally with a asphalt shingle roof.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on whether you're looking for that certain aesthetic, we also have really high quality, our entry level shingle that we install, our Certainty Landmark is a great product. That's one of the best shingles out there. But we have additional shingle products that have that additional warranty benefit and protection benefits that some of the metal roofs offer as well. So depending on what your priority is, again, is that the aesthetic that you're wanting to go for? Is that the price point? Is that protection and overall coverage? We just had a customer who did our Landmark Pro shingles, and he did the 30-year warranty on them.
Oh, wow.
So, he's like, I want this roof to outlast me, and I don't want to have to worry about it.
Smart.
So he's got, I think, a 30-year product warranty on that, and then the 30-year workmanship as well.
So are you able at Quality Roofing Solutions, we're kind of back to talking about the warranties again, to maybe help someone take a look at the current one they have and then talk about what might be the best shingle because of that warranty, like you're talking about now, the 30-year purchase?
Absolutely. Well, and, we've had quite a few calls. It's a bit sad to say, if you will, but we've had quite a few calls of homeowners who can no longer get in touch with the roofer who installed their roof after Sally, which was only 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Whether they've gone out of business or they just are ghosting them and can't get a hold of them. Maybe trying to navigate that can be a little bit challenging. Our team would love to help you out. Of course, we've installed other manufacturer shingles, Atlas and Tamco and a bunch of others. So we're quite familiar with those. Can help guide you on what the best next steps are. And to that point, our team is in the business of building trust. And to that, we're not there just to sell you a roof. We're not going to just come in and say, well, yep, your warranty is void. You need to go and get a whole new roof.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk through what's the best option. If you still have life left on that roof, we're going to tell you that. And we're okay telling you that because it's about building that trust. Roofers often get a bad reputation, but Quality Roofing has worked very hard to be a positive light in the community, and we can tend on keeping true to that.
Okay, and we had another question that just came in. What areas do you serve? I live over in Santa Rosa County.
Yep, absolutely. We can help you out in Santa Rosa. We go all the way to Alabama state line. We actually do some work in Fairhope and Lillian and in Alabama as well. We are licensed in Alabama, but primarily Alabama state line all the way to Panama City.
Oh, so okay, great.
Can absolutely help you out in Santa Rosa.
I guess Okaloosa and Walton too Fort Walton Beach.
We've got, we actually have a location in Fort Walton Beach and in Funyac as well.
Oh, okay.
Pace location and then our headquarters here in Pensacola. So we're very fortunate to have a couple of different locations that customers can come visit us at. And again, we're happy to come to your home and talk through what would be best for you and bring you product samples and really help you get an understanding of what roof system would be a best fit.
Okay. We're talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. So when we started the show out, we were talking about Tropical Storm Bertha. Thank goodness. Just kind of brushed us a little bit, as they say.
A good warm-up.
But,
right.
You know, one of the questions would be, you've got probably a firsthand knowledge of how much were we affected by this storm. And you talked about it a little bit, but maybe we can recap for folks.
Well, you know, again, circling back to the wind and the rain, well, thankfully we didn't get any of the storm devastation that can come with a hurricane. It the issues that can come with tree damage with excessive rainfall are almost worse at times. Megan and I were just talking before the show here, and we had a customer reach out yesterday who had a brand new roof installed back at the end of last year, and a tree limb fell on it.
That's so heartbreaking.
It's so unfortunate.
Gosh.
And
but probably better that they had a newer roof.
That's right.
If they had the old one, it probably would have been catastrophic, right?
Well, and exactly.
And that's one way to look at it.
I mean, what if that tree had fallen and there had been rotted plywood underneath,
to
your point? Yeah, mm-hmm. That tree limb's probably going to go through that roof versus it was stopped at the shingle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they've got to get some shingles repaired, but that's it. That's the worst of the damage. And, you know, having the peace of mind of having a strong roof system in a storm, it's impossible to convey unless you've been there. And our homeowners who have been through storms can certainly speak to that peace of mind, that knowing that your home is okay when that rain is coming through, mm-hmm. when that water is coming through. You had mentioned it earlier. We also have a gutter team.
I was just going to say, be sure and check those gutters so they're not clogged when a storm comes through.
That's right. Make sure you're getting that debris out of those gutters. Get that water away from the foundation. It's when it rains in the Gulf, it pours heavy and for quite a while. So get that water away from the house. Get those gutters cleared out. Again, happy to help with roof installation, gutter installation, roof repairs. I love that we've had so many questions today. Metal roofs, tile roofs, standing seam, anything. If it's a roof system, we can handle it. We also install, we are a Tesla roof installer as well. So
there's
a few Tesla roofs have been installed around the
Interesting. What distinguishes them in terms of quality?
Well, they've got the actual solar built in. Feed into a Tesla system in the house, so they can actually recharge through. They're essentially very large solar panels that are designed like shingles or tiles.
Wow, that is really interesting.
It's pretty wild. I had opportunity to check one out, and I mean, it's a pretty cool thing.
Okay, well, we'll have to check everything out. And if you're interested, you can contact Quality Roofing Solutions. They have a credibility. You've been here how many years now?
20 years.
That says something, especially here, having gone through as many storms.
That's right.
So what's the best way to get started?
Give our team a call, 850-788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We'd love to help answer any roofing questions that you might have. If you're not sure what's going on, especially we're here in the storm season, get that roof checked out. We'd love to give you an honest answer. We're here to be a trusted resource. And Meg, thank you for having us on. I hope you have a quality day.
I hope you have a quality day too, Ben. This is Pep Talk.